Hi, and welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next 4 minutes of your life with me. Right, so this is episode 14, right? And it's called 6 Proven Ways to Open an Article. So my thinking is, now that we've explored some good theory, let's dig into some more deep tactics. And this is next in line because how you start your article, your first sentence, the first paragraph, next to the headline, it's the most important piece you have to get right. Because a great headline with a lame sentence, a lame opening, is sort of like inviting someone to your party, but slamming the door in their face. Let's not do that. And so I do have to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Authority Rainmaker, which is a carefully designed live educational experience that presents a complete and effective online marketing strategy to help you immediately accelerate your business. It's a single-track, curated marketing experience we are holding in May of this year in Denver, Colorado at Ellie Calkins Opera House, May 13th to the 15th, and we've got a lineup of speakers who are equally as stunning as that opera house. People like Dan Pink and Henry Rollins and Sally Hogshead, Chris Brogan, Sonia Simone, Jared Morris, Brian Clark. But a person that I think you need to learn and I want to introduce you to today is this lovely Australian named Bernadette Jiwa, right? And I did an interview with her a number of weeks ago, and it's called How to Answer Life's Most Important Question and Make a Living From It. Now, I realize that's a bold claim, but she delivers, right? So in this interview, she gives guidance to people who feel like their careers are going nowhere. And she gives advice to people who think they are unoriginal and think they can't do anything about it. She tells us how to stop falling for the popular myth about scaling your business and how we don't need more marketing. So what is it we need more of, Bernadette? She answers that question because she is such a generous and smart person. I'll drop the link to that interview in the show notes for you. You can only see Bernadette this May at the Authority Rainmaker. And you can get all the details right now at rainmaker.fm/event. It's rainmaker.fm/event. Hope to see you there in Denver this May. Now, onto the show. So, quick quiz. I want to see if you're paying attention. What's the second most important part of your blog post after the headline? I hope you said the first sentence. All right, so if you did, you're correct. So the master copywriter, Eugene Schwartz, often spent an entire week on the first 50 words of a sales piece, right? The headline and the opening. An entire week on 50 words. Why? I mean, just imagine how disappointed you'd be after reading a killer headline for an article only to lose momentum and interest on the first sentence. Now, think back to the research we talked about in the last episode. I think it was 2 episodes ago, right? Where on average, people have time to read only about 20% of your article. So if it's a 1,000-word essay, that's the first 200 words. You've got to make those 200 words convince them to keep reading, right? And you have to make sure your first sentence does not suck. Your opening does not suck. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at an article that Brian wrote a number of years ago called 5 Simple Ways to Open Your Blog Post with a Bang. And then I'm going to tell you about what I think is the single greatest tip about opening with a bang. So the article that Brian wrote, 5 things, right? The first thing is ask a question, you know. Ask a question. Just open up. Your first sentence should be a question. What's the number one reason men fail at relationships? Did you know latex gloves will give you cancer? Did you know that they use pigs to hunt for truffles? They do. Honest, they do. It's on the internet. All right, so 2, share an anecdote or a quote, right? Mark Twain or from Steve Jobs, right? But there is a warning when you use a quote. I mean, quotes are abundant, but there's a wonderful article written by a guy named Mark O'Connell, right? And it was about Arthur Schopenhauer, who was probably the most grim, most pessimistic philosopher to have ever lived. But the problem was that Arthur Schopenhauer was quoted as saying, "Hey, just hang in there. Now, anybody who knows about this philosopher, this German philosopher, knows that he would never in his world say that. So we have to be careful, right? Like, not just to jump on Bernie quotes and find something that fits what we're looking for. Make sure you have a good source. So three, you have to invoke the mind's eye. And this is pretty simple, right? Just use language like imagine or picture this or do you remember when? I also like to use like sort of this that idea of starting with a date, November 14th, 1986. So you set a scene and automatically you're bringing people to a place in time. So you're invoking the mind's eye, right? Then you can use an analogy or a metaphor or a simile. Her heart was like a hard-boiled egg. I am the tofu of the human race. Indeed. Number five, cite a shocking statistic. 3,000 million marketing messages we are exposed to every day. How many blog posts published every day, right? See, sometimes, though, we cite statistics that aren't shocking because we've already heard them so often. So this one takes a little bit of work, right? Just like the quotes one, you have to make sure you find something that's original, that's unique, and it's actually shocking, right? So those are five ways that will help you open up your article with a bang. But the single greatest tip when it comes to openings has to be this idea that your first sentence should be short, right? This idea, I think, originated with Joe Sugarman, and he had this idea that your headline should stop your reader in their tracks with a captivating promise. So once you get them people to stop, then your opening is where you convince them to continue to read. See, Sugarman's view was that he treated it as a slide, right? The purpose behind the headline is to get you to read the first sentence, and the purpose of the first sentence is to get you to read the second sentence, and so on, right? And if you examine his work, he usually starts with a simple sentence, and it could be a one-word, a two-word, maybe three, four, but it's short, right? Just very short. The goal behind each thing was to shock, to awe, to make people laugh, right? Get them in a state of kind of expectancy or anticipation. Now, his book, Advertising Secrets of the Written Word, good luck on finding a copy for less than $80, is worth the investment, though, for the ads that he puts, that he just loads in the back of the book. For example, he's got an ad for a product called The Nose. It's a smoke detector. And he opens up that ad simply by saying, it's proven. Two words, it's proven. Blue Blocker, the ad for Blue Blocker sunglasses, which is probably his most famous ad, he writes, I'm about to tell you a story. And that one, he's invoked the mind's eye. And there's this product called the Bone Phone, and I promise you it's not what you think. It's actually like a boom box that wraps around your neck like those neck pillow things. But he opens up. Clearly, that one didn't last. But he opens up that article by saying, you're standing in an open field. There's that mind's eye again, right? But it's short. You're standing in an open field. We get the picture. We're there. And he does that all with wonderful first sentences. So get in the habit of agonizing over headlines and first sentences, the first 50 words, right? And to sort of help us do this, to learn more, in the next episode, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the first sentences of David Sedaris. And many of you probably know David and read some of his books, his collections of essays, his collections of autobiographical essays like Me Talk Pretty One Day and Naked and Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim. He was the master of the first sentence, right? Study a few of those and you'll get good. And that's what we're going to do next episode. And I'm going to even show you some of his best, including what I think is his single best first sentence. It's a doozy, I assure you. So until then, take care. And Ginger reminded me to tell you to jump over to iTunes and subscribe if you haven't. Leave a rating, too. It will make her very, very happy. And by the way, tell your friends about the other shows in our network, right? The one that I'm really digging right now is by our editor-in-chief, Stephanie Flaxman. It's a show, no surprise, called The Editor-in-Chief, because that's what she does for Copyblogger. But what I think is even more surprising is her unusual way Stephanie looks at her job, how that can make your life as a writer better, too. It's a great methodology that she's got going on there. So go check out her show. Until then, take care.